successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, they're headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
I was young, I was dry, but to sail I would go. 1 hour on the water, I was soaked down below. Though I tried, I couldn't hide from my mother's piercing view. But all she would say was, a big boy like you. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
Get a little pissed here.
Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so we talked about the boot show in Germany, just finished up. That went really well. There's a big event going on in Tampa this weekend as we speak, and the weather might be conducive for it to a certain extent, because you got to wear all this extra garb to play the part, because it's Gasparilla, the largest pirate festival, they say, in the world. And it's going on this weekend. Now, you wear those long jackets, the goofy hat. See, that's what I thought Barry the Boater would be wearing today, but he just looks like more like an Eskimo than a pirate. You didn't plan properly.
I'm an Eskimo pirate.
Okay. Maybe that's
I've done Gasparilla once, and I can tell you that people dress for the weather. I mean, the year I did it, I think it was probably like 1997 or 8. And it was actually warm. So, people had pirate garb on, but, still shorts and t-shirts.
Well, that's not the case right now. They got their knickers on and their full jackets and extra beards probably and whatever. I mean, because they go all out for this thing. It's pretty massive, isn't it?
It is. And it's a lot of fun. It's gotten way bigger than when I did it. Now that it's literally hundreds of boats. Today, I don't know about how many boats are out there today. We'll have to look at the reports, but the authorities, the U.S. Coast Guard and the City of Tampa Police Department did change the route that is normally taken for this festival, which normally goes across Hillsborough Bay, which is open water.
Okay.
Now they're having boats gather at the causeway, which is over on the eastern side of downtown Tampa, and then they go around the island and up the canal, and it's all protected water. So
correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen the videos, but it looks like Mardi Gras on the water.
It is.
That's like people line up along the streets there, watch the boats and the pirates wave, and I think there's beads and stuff too, isn't it? Don't they do a bead thing?
Lots of beads.
Yeah.
Lots of beads. Funny story. The year I did it, I had to go all the way over to Clearwater. So I had to go down the west coast of Pinellas County, cross the bay, get to Gasparilla, do Gasparilla, and then go back.
Yeah.
Pretty long run. One of the guys in my marina must have had some navigation challenges, because the next day we were going to lunch at a restaurant not too far from our marina, and I found his boat on a sandbar in the middle of Boca Ciega Bay, which is over by St. Pete. So, and it had beads all over it. The whole boat was covered in beads. This was a nice, 31-foot Scorpion, twin-engine go-fast fish boat.
So everybody was cruising by it, saw that this guy had a mishap. Like, here, let's throw some beads his way. At least that'll make him happy when he comes to salvage it.
Well, my guess is he probably crossed the bay. It was probably an hour to an hour and a half run to get to where he ran ashore.
Yeah.
Ran aground. So he had to cross Tampa Bay, go around the south end of Pinellas County, where St. Petersburg is, and then back up into Boca Ciega Bay, which is where he ran aground. But I found his boat the next day, and I'm like, high and dry, low tide, there wasn't water within 10 yards of his boat. It was way up on a sandbar.
But it was loaded with beads, which basically the folks on the boats, the pirates, throw the beads to the people in the crowd, right? That's how it's supposed to go, not the other way around.
Yeah. People throw beads at each other. I mean, it's just beads back and forth.
It's total pirate debauchery, as you would expect. Yes. And, you know, that's just one big aspect of it. The main thing is the cruise, the parade on the water with all the pirates and stuff like that. But then it goes into, you know,
and they
Ybor
fire the
City
cannons.
And drinking like pirates,
They drink their grog and they eat their hardtack.
I think they go right for the
I brought you grog and hardtack.
Yeah, I don't think they bother with the authentic stuff. I think they go
we
right
had
for
sandwiches
the
and chips. I mean,
Yeah, but it's quite a
bunch of weaklings, you.
And you know, if you look it up on YouTube, Gasparilla Festival, it is impressive. I've kind of wanted to go and check it out once, but is that kind of a one and done thing, like Fantasy Fest and Key West, or I don't know, one of those type of events, or like a Mardi Gras in New Orleans, or what would you say?
Well, if Mike? I lived there, I would do it again. It's a lot of fun, you know. And my problem is, you know, it would take me a week or more to get my boat there.
Right.
And then I'd have to leave it over there for a couple of months and then move it.
I wonder if there are boats that are for hire, or you can go out like in a big party boat and be part of that festival that way.
Oh, there probably are. I would
imagine. You know, some, you know, Tampa Bay Pirates.
But if you're doing that, if you're chartering a vessel or, you know, paying someone, make sure they're a licensed charter vessel, you know, with all the safety gear and all that stuff.
I think it'd be more fun to be along.
Don't worry about licensing.
I think it'd be more fun to be along the street to watch all the boats cruise by in their pirate garb. I think that would be.
Yeah. I'd rather be in a boat, but I mean.
Yeah, but if you're in the boat, it's kind of like the Christmas light parade there in Fort Lauderdale, the Winterfest boat parade. It is fun to be in the parade, but literally you don't see any of the other boats except the one in front of you and the one behind you. And,
well, I'd rather
waving
next
at all the people.
Next time I do it, I'd rather go as a passenger. Last time it was a boat I had before, and I was the captain on that boat. And, you know, you have to pay a lot of attention. There's 1,000 boats around you.
You're working.
You don't really get to enjoy it as the operator of the vessel.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think
to just kick back.
If you're a boating enthusiast, I mean, pirates and boaters kind of go hand in hand depending on the time of year and that kind of thing. And, you know, line up along one of the streets there where you can see the canal and all the boats cruise by, it would be quite a spectacle. And you don't have to be the captain, so you can partake in the grog, the hardtack, and the rum, maybe rum being first.
Well, what's in grog.
Is rum?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
It's rum, simple syrup, it's lime juice, and water.
Oh, okay.
And if you add mint, it becomes a mojito.
A mojito. Well,
yeah.
Why bother with the simple syrup and all that other nonsense? Just
because
be a real pirate and just drink right out of the jug.
Yeah.
You had to make it. Yeah, to make it go further.
I've actually made that, but I've made it with honey.
Yeah,
and it's really, really good with honey.
So what? Rum, honey, and what? Simple syrup.
Syrup is just water. You take
honey
a cup
instead
of water and a cup of sugar.
Right, right. But he's talking about
and
using honey instead
honey
of
simple. Instead of the simple syrup. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's way better. And and the lemon or lime, whatever you want to use. But
it's kind of like a rum old fashioned kind of thing.
You need Pusser's rum, which I still have a bottle of.
Really? You think?
Pusser's is good stuff.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
It's got to be a dark rum.
Appleton 12 Appleton 15 are both good, too.
I like the Papa Pilar.
Oh, is it a dark? Yeah. That's a dark rum, right?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, any dark rum will work.
Well, not any. I mean, it makes a difference. But yeah, I mean, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah, a couple of rods
more
of that, and you're
a bougie type of pirate. And I have higher standards than
French vanilla
Barry.
Coffee.
Okay, enough. That's enough.
Yeah,
pirate. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.